and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSIP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Toyota Sound, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening and welcome everyone to another edition of PCSN Live here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Again, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in that does. We greatly appreciate it, all that listen, and hope to bring you all some updated information about this week's action and what's coming up for the Pirates, Lady Pirates, and whomever, Swim Pirates, whatever it may be. We'll try to get the information we can get into you guys, and we'll try to bring you some of that information here throughout the broadcast. So again, thanks for all that. And again, we'd like to ask you keep the Moore family in your prayers. Loss of Mary Moore last week. Like for you keep the Moore family in your prayers and thoughts as you go through the day. So to start, we're going to talk about girls basketball.
Yeah, let's talk about the girls basketball. The last time we were on the air, they had actually headed over to Knott County Central, where they ended up losing that game, and then they were off for a while, and then they played on Saturday, played host to Buckhorn. Last regular season home game, a Saturday afternoon game at that, so one of those rare Saturday afternoon games. Lady Pirates ended up winning that game 65-38, so they pick up a nice win at home. Again, to kind of close out the regular season on the home court, a nice game collectively for the Lady Pirates team. They ended up leading 17-10 at the end of the first quarter, and then 44-21 at the half. So in that second quarter, they ended up scoring 24 points to 11 against Buckhorn. And really, at that point, well put out of reach. Lady Pirates did a great job. They were led in scoring by Trinity Romans. 23 points, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, and 5 three-point field goals. She came to life, and then Emily Reed.
I think all
Reed,
those in the first half, right?
She had 4 of those
four?
In the first
yeah.
half. No, actually, I'm sorry, 5. You're exactly right. She had 19 points in the first half.
Shot the lights out in that first half.
Yeah.
And something I think that Trinity and the team needed.
Agreed. And then Emily Reed, 12 points for her.
Yeah.
She ended up having 2 three-point field goals. So for her to get those 12 points, and then Jessely Centers with 7 points. So, again, you got some good contribution from some of those players that you and I have talked about throughout the season to be able to step up. Ella Napier with 4 points. And then off the bench, you get Zaylee Strange with 3, Elizabeth Reif with 3, Maya Wickline with 3, and then Makaira Cottle. Not a lot of points scored. She just had 8 points. However, she was dishing it out. She got in early foul trouble, but still she was making great assists, doing a nice job rebounding. So she kind of, I don't want to say took a secondary role, but kind of. You know, as far as, like, she wasn't really forcing the action to get the points that she normally gets, but she was getting those assists, getting those rebounds, getting those second-chance opportunities for the Lady Pirates, and that show based on the offensive production of some of those other players.
I think she did exactly what she probably set out to do in that game.
I would agree, yeah.
I think that earlier we defeated Buckhorn, I think, earlier pretty soundly, and the last couple times that we have seen them play teams that they beat early, she has shared the ball really well and got her teammates really involved. The team works well that way, but are also playing again against it. And I'm not saying they're a lesser team, but they're not as good as the Pirates. And that being said, it doesn't matter who you're playing. If you're starting to make shots, if you're hitting some shots outside, you get your confidence going, you're probably better for the next game. And man, Trinity really needed a good shooting night, and she got that really good first half. It just didn't fall for her in the second half, but she didn't take as many shots in the second half, and didn't need to. The Pirates really didn't need to score that much. I think that really they didn't just beat Buckhorn down or anything. They beat them and took the starters out fairly early, and like you said, I don't think Makaira played it to score a bunch of points, but her teammates had a nice day, and well, I think that shows maturity out of the group.
Yeah, and I think for her, she was doing what she would normally do as far as driving into the lane.
Mm-hmm, but,
and as the defense would collapse on her, boom, whether she's hitting Jess Lee, Ella, to get those shots underneath, again, her assists were on point because, again, the defenders were collapsing on her thinking she's taking the
but
shot.
But the thing about it is, though, if she does that against a better team, the other team is not expecting that either. Then if we can knock in the same shots with those same players, I'm telling you, it's a different team. This team can beat some people. If Makaira's forcing a shot versus Makaira kicking it out, the two differences are huge because the other night they hit shots and was able to build that lead. And again, if we go down and just kind of throw one up, trying to draw a foul or whatever, and they get a rebound and come back the other way, you don't score. And it's just an empty possession. So it was much better with sharing the ball and getting other teammates involved. She didn't take nearly as many shots as she normally does, and the team still got the win. And the important thing to me is the W at the end of the game.
Agreed. Yes.
No matter what, doesn't matter where the points come from. It's just you got a W at the end of the game.
Especially after I can't remember the layoff 7 days or something.
Yeah.
You know. So to have that kind of layoff mm-hmm. and then to come out with that efficient offense
right.
and defense, again, they did a nice job even defensively to limit Buckhorn as far as second chance opportunities. The full court pressure obviously pays dividends for the Lady Pirates. They didn't really get into a whole lot of foul trouble.
Yeah, they were kind of stagnant early.
Yeah.
And again, that's the bad way to start. And Rob recognized it, got it in the press, but you know, it's something we got to do with these girls. They just going to have to get off to a better start because you know, there's one game I'm looking at. Is the only thing. They're done now. We can only look at the one
regular
game
season's
now.
Finished, yes.
We'll talk about the other game in a minute. But against Estill County, they're going to have to come out with a better start. They got 17-0 at Estill County? Something like that at the beginning of the game? And
yes.
Fought their way back. And actually, I may have even taken a lead late. Or
very,
at least
exactly.
came back where they had a chance to win.
At least in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so if you didn't lose the game at the end. You lost it early. But you were able to fight back, claw back. And we've seen the girls do that a lot this season. If you get down, you have some bad runs. You got to come out and get jump started. Make a shot here and there. My advice to the girls, take a shot that's going to be like a 95% chance you're going to make that shot. Start off on a good foot. Don't take a wild, crazy shot that you don't have a good chance of making. Take one that you're pretty confident you're going to make, or don't take one at all.
Yeah, don't force anything. Just let it come to you. And then when they've been open, whether it's Emily,
yeah.
Jess Lee, they're hitting the Trinity. They're hitting those shots. And at that point, as you said, you're only going to increase your confidence if you're
yeah.
taking those good shots. And now all of a sudden, next time you're open, you're going to fire away again.
Again, don't get down early. That's just,
right. yeah.
Again, you won't get down if you make your first shot.
True.
I mean, it's just, and make your first shot early. I should change that. You might make your first shot, but if it's in the third quarter, you probably already lost. So,
yeah. Again, a nice way for the Lady Pirates, again, to end the regular season at home.
Yes.
And then they traveled on the road. That was a Saturday game. And then this Monday, they traveled on the road to Wolf County and ended up winning 51-27. Interesting stats in this one. So, Makaira gets 24 points, about her season average. Jess Lee Centers ends up with 11 points. Emily Reed with 6 points. Ella Napier with 4 points. So, again, you're getting some production from those players. Trinity Romans only 2 points in that game. The Lady Pirates 0-10 from 3-pointers in the game against Wolf County, but you still win 51-27.
Well, the win's nice, and the difference of the game, again, the first time we played Wolf County, it was a real close game here. So, I don't know what that tells me. I don't know. Trinity was on Saturday, but does it say how many shots that she took individually?
Well, let's see. Trinity 0-1 from 2, 0-3 from 3.
Well, she didn't shoot enough.
Hit 2 free throws. Yeah, she didn't necessarily shoot enough.
You gotta keep shooting.
Yeah.
If you're Trinity, you just gotta keep shooting the ball. Because once she gets to hitting some shots, then she's gonna hit them in bunches. Normally.
Right. They did shoot 44% from the field.
Well.
So, you know, you go 0-10 from 3, no big deal. They hit 5 out of 6 from the free throw line for 83%. Again, and 44% from the field. So, obviously, their
defense
was...
Well, that's 2 and 3, right? So, they probably shot
correct.
Around 60%
well, that, yeah,
from 2.
That you're exactly right. Yeah, because 23 out of 52, 2s and 3s. But still, a nice outing. I'm trying to see if it broke it down. It didn't necessarily. It doesn't
break
it down.
23 for 43. So just above probably 56% from the field, 2 points.
Yeah, 23 out of 42 basically is what it would be.
Lower half, over 50%. So if you can get to 55%, and that's a common number people look at, 55% for twos, you know, be at 35% from threes. If you can get to those numbers, you're going to win a lot of basketball games. But when you shoot 0% from threes, you normally have to shoot better than 55% to get a win.
Well, and even on the threes, I'm trying to look here as far as the way that it Makaira shot 21 times, made 12 out of 21, 57% from the field, but still there's 9 shots, so there's no telling the breakdown as far as like her threes
right
on that particular one. Jess Lee was 4 out of 7, Emily 3 out of 6, Ella 2 out of 3, Amelia 1 out of 1, Zaylee 1 out of 3, Trinity 0 for 1. But again, when you look at those stats, though, they still shot a pretty high percent, as you
no,
said.
No, it's, again, and I don't know if Trinity might not have played much. I don't know what her minutes were, but that's a very few shots for her to take. But she's got to be in the mix more on the scoring. But again, she may have had one of those nights where she tried to share the ball well. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Didn't see the game. So, but it was a good win regardless for the Pirates on the road against a team that you only beat in single digits here early in the season, and you went to their house and put a pretty good beating on them.
So, again, a nice win,
a good win
on the road. And then last night they ended up traveling on the road again to finish out the regular season. They lost to Menifee County 54-39, so they lost by 15. Mm. No stats on that game that were entered or anything. I was trying to look and see what Menifee's record is on the season. Menifee County 11-17 on the season.
So neither team above 500. Menifee probably played a little bit tougher schedule than the Pirates, I would think. But at Menifee, I don't care how good or how bad they are, it's always a tough place to go and win. But just to score 39 points means to me that the Pirates did not shoot the ball very well.
And potentially even full court press. Who knows if that was a factor, not a factor, if we didn't necessarily.
I would think 11-17 probably didn't press too well, but they, you know, I don't know. Again, wasn't there to witness it.
Yeah. And the Lady Pirates are 14-16 on the season.
Yeah. I'm not saying this to be cruel. A lot of their wins have come against, you got what, 2 or 3 wins against Buckhorn, 2 or 3 or 4 against Lee. Couple now against Wolf, and we're talking about none of those teams are really close to being 500 or better. So, you know, when you're winning your games, you're supposed to win. You know, that's just kind of the way it is. It's just I'm telling you, it's going to be a tough game against Estill coming up on Monday night. We play game number 2. The Owsley Lee game has the potential to be a blowout. I just think it's Estill's a tough matchup. They'll probably sit back in the zone, play a little box and chase or triangle. That's what they did earlier. We found a way to stay close with them both times, though. So it should just be a good game. That's a must-see game, I think, on Monday night.
Yeah, I think the advantage, they are here at home. They have a lot to play for. Again, this is the opening round of the district tournament. A lot to play for, the fact that Powell is hosting the district tournament. A lot to play for, pride. It is hard to beat a team 3 times. Yep. You know, and Estill did beat them twice.
Unless you're really superior.
Unless you're really superior. You're right, and I'm not so sure.
I love that caveat out there.
But obviously the Lady Pirates, as you mentioned earlier, so you get down by 17 at Estill, and then you come back with a chance to win. You don't do it, but if you come out of the gates a little bit better,
just a little bit.
You know, maybe you have that chance.
Yeah, we're not asking for $1 million. We're just asking for a couple dollars.
You have to keep it close in that first half, right? In order to, I think they're a better second half team.
Well, but you mentioned too, though, Powell County's got a lot to play for. You know, districts here at home. Estill is going to have a lot of pressure on them. They've beat the Pirates twice.
Yeah.
They host the girls' regional tournament. They're supposed to win. even at Powell County. So I always look at it this way. The team that's not supposed to win, you're freewheeling. You just go out and do what you do, and you're freewheeling. The team that's supposed to win should have the pressure. So to me, Estill County has more pressure on them to win this game over Powell than do the Lady Pirates.
So they can be a rep. So they can represent at the region. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. So you're right. If the Lady Pirates just come out and play loose, play their game, do what you're capable of doing, there's no pressure. You're expecting to win because that's who you are as a team. Yeah. Your fans are expecting you to win. But outside of Powell Circle, nobody's expecting the Lady Pirates to win.
You just got to look at – sometimes you look at things both sides. And you know, there are partners on WSKV and all that good stuff with the broadcast. But I'm just saying, I just feel like to me there's some internal pressure probably going to be with Estill. I just think, you know, you need to be the host. You need to be in the tournament as the host school. We'll talk about the boys in a minute because they're the hosts in this one. But when you're the host school, you want your team to be there. And the other teams in the region probably want you to be there just because it increases the gate.
Right.
And the region does share the gate. So if they don't have big gates, you probably lose money and all that good stuff. So, you know, and it may be more pressure on the administration than the folks over there than on the girls. They're going to come out and play their hardest. They always do. They're going to treat you for an Estill County contest. That's how they play. But again, in basketball, it's been so even for years and years and years. I don't expect anything less than that on Monday night.
Agreed. And when you look at the first matchup, the Lady Pirates lost by 11 here at home. You go on the road, you lose by 4, but you have a chance to win that game. You foul at the end, and then they hit the two free throws, basically, to kind of push, because they were only trailing by 2.
But they could have also blown us out.
Oh, absolutely, right.
But didn't get to that point. They went a long time without some scoring because of our defense, and they had some missed shots. So I don't know. I'm not going to call it an even contest, because if we don't have other folks show up, this is a game where I promise you Micaiah Caudill cannot win it by herself. This has to be a team effort against Estill on Monday. If not, Pirates will lose if the team doesn't show up and contribute. It just has to be 10 girls, 11, whoever Rob needs and the coaches. It has to be a team effort. They can't win it. One player can't win the game.
You're right. And the way that some of the other players have played, Jess Lee, Emily, Ella, Zaylee, when you look at those players coming in and their contributions down the stretch here, they look more confident. They seem to be playing more confidently. Again, if you can get that 4, 5, 6, 7 points collectively from each one of those, they have a really good chance. Because like I said, you can't necessarily rely on one or two players.
That's the thing with Estill, though. If you're coaching against Estill, the problem is, as far as matchups go, we don't have a lot of good matchups against some of their players. We don't really have a matchup for Haley Angel. Sarah Baker, I don't know who has a matchup for Sarah Baker. She's so long, usually she gets a defensive assignment like on Micaiah. We'll see how that plays out. But they have more experience, but they're also a veteran team. So they've been in this spot quite a bit. I'm not sure these girls are going to be real rattled. They do have a different coach. We'll see if that has anything to do with it. I'm not sure how – again, I haven't coached against this coach. You know, I coached against Ruth for years. It was always fun to coach because she knew what I was going to do. I knew what she was going to do. And we just tried to play the best chess game.
Right.
You know, just like Rob and Ruth. They knew what each other were going to try to do. So with a new coach, it's a little different. So now we've played them twice. We kind of know, or we should know. We'll see how it comes out on Monday.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays out. And the Lady Pirates will play on Monday as they'll – be in game number 2 in that one. The first game will actually be Owsley County versus Lee County. Yep. A 6 o'clock start. That's the 1 Owsley against the 4 Lee. And then in game number 2, scheduled start at 8 o'clock, Estill County versus Powell County.
Yeah, and it should be. I'm not knocking Lee because I think with Presley Cunduff back, they're a different team. Owsley's just pretty good. Owsley is by far, I think, the class of the district, but they're also one of the top teams in the region.
And have been for a few years now.
Yeah. So, but who knows? Sometimes I've seen hope no officials are listening, but sometimes I've seen where some of the top teams get knocked out in district because some of the other teams don't want to face that team at the region. Just saying.
Well,
anything can happen in district play.
Anything can happen, and it even goes back to, let's say, for the Lady Pirates, you've got to come out of the gate early in that first quarter. You have to play all four quarters for the 32 minutes from start to finish collectively. Everything that you need to do, you almost need to have your perfect game in order to get the win, and then you go beyond that. You know, you get the win, you worry about the next game after that, but starting out, you've got to win that first game.
If you don't get the region, you can't play in it.
Or don't win the district.
No, if you don't win your first game, you're great. Yeah. If you don't, to me, that's always a, if you had a stressful game, it had to be game one. Game two, have fun, because you're going to the region regardless.
Right.
But game one, if you don't win, you're done. And if you want to be done, it's just lose. If you want to keep playing, get your win. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not that simple, but
sure,
that's the reality.
Well, I think the second game with Estill proved to the Lady Pirates we can play with them. We dug ourselves into a hole, but we can compete and we can play. That's where it comes out to. You got to come out in the beginning, no pressure, play relaxed. Yeah. You're at home. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose other than the game. But guess what? You've exceeded many expectations, including ours.
No, I totally agree with that statement because, again, you're going to be a 5-6 point underdog, I would think, at best. If you get a win, listen, come on up, talk to us, whatever. We're going to be excited because that's what we want too. But again, you're probably not expected to win.
No. We expect it.
We can win.
Absolutely. We can win.
But
and
others that looking in will say that.
Well, again, outside of the Powell County fan base, people aren't expecting the Lady Pirates to win. That's when you pull the upset, right?
And when
nobody's backing you other than yourselves and your teammates and your coaches and your fan base, that's when you come in and pull the upset.
Upsets are always fun. But anyway, we'll see that next week again, 6 o'clock, Lee Owsley. 7:30 approximately.
8 o'clock is what it's listed.
8 o'clock. Okay. Yeah. It'll be Powell versus Estill and girls action. We'll step away for a couple breaks here. We'll be back. We'll talk about the boys action here on WSKV and PCSN Live.
Protect Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Powell County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
Are you considering a new car loan, a consolidation loan, or a loan to cover some unexpected expenses? My name is Angela Rogers. I am a consumer lender with Whitaker Bank in Stanton. And as a part of your community, I am here to help you understand the best options for you today and in the future. Give me a call at 606-663-2283. Let me show you what Uniquely Kentucky means.
Whitaker Bank, Uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
Since opening in 1972, Citizens Guarantee Bank has been there to help our customers enhance their lives and achieve their dreams. With 7 locations across Central and Eastern Kentucky today, we are celebrating 50 years of being there for the communities we call home. Citizens Guarantee Bank is now CG Bank. New name, same commitment to being there for our neighbors. CG Bank, we've been there for that. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridge Stone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvin.
Welcome back. We gave you a little extra break there and gives our sponsors a little bit of a chance. As we usually, when we're talking about two segments mainly, we just run two breaks at a time. So instead of stopping, we should, but we don't.
We get too long-winded.
But yeah, we do. We would like to, again, send congratulations out to Jay Lee Hearn. Competed this past weekend in the semi, round one of state competition.
Yes.
So she did not qualify for round two, which is the main state competition, but she, to me, she swam really well, she was in the top of the bottom third, I guess, 15th or 16th finish out of about 24, 25 as a seventh grader. Very, very respectable. Probably a two or three places off the mark where she needed to be to have a chance at qualifying for the main state. So I'm really proud of Jay Lee as she competed. And she's swimming in events that I wouldn't even want to think about swimming in, those distance events, and it has to be tough.
Well, and as a seventh grader competing against upperclassmen, and again, in swimming, just like in track and field, you could lose by 1 second, which is a snap of a finger, right, and still not finish in the top five or even be the winner.
You mean it could be two seconds back and be first to tenth.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So, I mean, there's no telling as far as the times, but still respectable. What a great season for her, and obviously that she's going to continue to work.
And again, it opens our eyes to other sport opportunities here at Powell County High School. We know we're starting volleyball, I think, maybe next season with boys. That's going to be fun. So it's always nice to see something new. We got bowling. We just competed with the team. You know, bass fishing, I guess, was our other newer sport. We've already opened that one. So it's kind of cool to see some of these new sports come out. The only downside of that is we've got less people participating. Listen, we can only spread the wealth so much before it starts to weaken others. And we're seeing that little bit of a weakening now going on with basketball and softball on the girls' side. Just not enough kids playing because they're playing soccer, volleyball, fishing. They're doing other things that of their interest. And it's all good. Even if they were in the band or whatever, or cheer, whatever it is, it's great to keep kids interested and involved. We just need to get more kids now involved to keep those numbers where they were.
It makes me even wonder going forward as far as students that might be interested in esports. That's becoming a big thing as well. Now, who knows? I mean, sponsorships and what that competition truly looks like. But
speaking
in general,
of esports, though, I'll go one step further with esports. If you watched the Daytona 500 this week, which I'll make sure I recorded it and watched it, it was on Monday. The winner of the Daytona 500 was not a kart driver. He didn't do the go-karts. He didn't do the dirt tracks. He was a virtual driver. He got his start in NASCAR because he was really good in the simulators.
Now go figure.
So,
and he wins the Daytona
500. And he's a really good driver. He took over for Jeff Gordon, the 24 car for the Hendricks team. If you get a job for Mr. Hendricks, you're turning some heads. Now, I'm not saying he never drove anything less than the NASCAR or the Xfinity Series stuff, but
That was his start.
That was his start. Was in the simulators. It wasn't on the track somewhere. It was in a simulator, racing against other racers, and it can be done.
Well, and we look at Kurt and Kyle Busch. They started in go-karts.
Jeff Gordon started go-karts.
Yeah, traveled around. And again, that's the norm, right? But now you've got a kid who gets in a simulator and competes that way and was so good at that. It's like, oh, okay, we're willing to take a chance.
Again,
you
it's,
never know.
That's where technology is kind of going. Sometimes I don't like that, but if it gets you from point A to point B the quickest and the best, then that, you know what? There's your training. It's just different training. Right. It gets you different places, right?
Yeah, and I'm not even sure what the esports categories are.
Well, there's several sports of esports.
You know what I'm saying? But in general, like, that wouldn't surprise me at some point if we don't have a teacher who's interested in that gaming and decides that he's interested in starting a club to be competing on that level.
I will say this. We've got enough boys, especially, and there probably are some girls that want to do that. I don't think maybe even the teachers at the school even know how much gaming is going on with these kids at home.
Oh.
Because it's tremendous amount of interest there. I just think it would be huge. Even some of our athletes are gamers. So it's, yeah, you would be a, it would be fun. We have the chess team for a couple years. We try to have a chess team, and things like that teach you some different things. They give you different, I don't know, different skill sets, different mindsets, different things that you can really develop your mind and your body with. There is no one thing for everybody, but there's all kinds of things for anybody.
Right. Yeah.
So,
and we've seen the growth as far as student participation, whether it's soccer going back 10 plus years ago, whether now going forward it will be boys volleyball, the bass team. Obviously, both boys and girls are competing at that. Now the bowling team, a new startup, you know, and that's a co-ed team as far as the boys and girls bowling. Again, it's exciting things that are happening, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So, again, I'm going to switch gears down and talk a little bit about boys basketball and give you a little bit of recap of where they have been and what they are doing and what's coming up.
So the boys were actually on a big home stretch there for a while. Yeah. So they ended up beating Wolf County. That goes back to February the 9th.
That was a good win. That was a good game.
86-84, double overtime.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. That was a great game. And then the Pirates, the very next day after going double overtime, they lose to Knott County Central, 54-46, only lost by 8. We're never really as competitive in that game, but they kept it close. They just couldn't quite get over the hump when they would cut the lead down to, what, 2 and 3 points maybe?
Yeah, and I'll also say this. We thought we'd have some really tired legs
and
emotionally drained from the Wolf County the night before. Knott County had the same kind of games. They had played Breathitt County the night before and lost as well.
Correct.
So they, both teams probably were a little bit out of sync on Saturday afternoon. But, yeah, I was impressed with the Pirates where they held their own and played as poorly as they did.
Agreed. Yeah, had a couple of shots gone here or there or whatever else, then, you know, it becomes a different game. But they lose that one. Then they defeated Buckhorn 78-55 at home. That was on the 12th. Then the 13th, they ended up losing to Bourbon County 65-63. Another game that the Pirates were right there and maybe should have won, maybe.
Well, they definitely could have won.
Yeah, they could have won.
I will say this, though. That Bourbon County team played us a lot better than we had expected them to. Their defense was as good as anybody we've seen. And they had some issues also. They had a couple of players not on their team anymore that had either quit or been dismissed. And it looked like the team had improved because of it. We saw that with Mason County earlier in the season, and from all reports, they were a better team without the players they lost, even though that some of their leading scores. And it was the same way with Bourbon. And maybe sometimes teams are just better without some of those individuals. But Bourbon County really came to play that day, and I was impressed with them. And for us to come back and stay in that game with them, it wasn't a terrible loss. It was a game we could have won. I thought we played fairly well, but against a pretty good team.
And Bourbon County hit 9 threes. Powell hit 3 threes.
Yeah.
They went 10 out of 12. from the free throw line, 8 out of 10 in the fourth quarter. Yeah. Powell County went 16 out of 23, even though they were 6 of 8 in the third and 6 of 6 in the fourth. It was really that second quarter they went 1 out of 5 that really, as far as free throws are concerned. But then Bourbon County shot a high percentage.
Yeah.
What was it, like 60-something percent from the field?
It was really stupid.
You know, high percent, 80% from the free throw line.
65-70%, it was like 89% free throw line. And from threes, they were like at 45%. And their season average is only 26. Their field goal percentage wasn't that high.
Free throws was like 55, and they shoot 80%.
I mean, they blew every statistical category out of the water against such. Like I said to them, it means one of two things. They clicked well with this group with Bourbon County, or we play really poor defense. Or it could be a combination of both.
Right, yeah.
And I'm not saying we play poor defense, but I know one thing. We definitely make teams shoot a lot better than their stats have shown.
Correct.
So,
yes.
There is a common denominator with the way teams shoot the three ball. They shoot well against us.
And we're
regardless
just
regardless of where their numbers are.
And going forward into the district tournament, you're going to have to get out on those 3-point shooters.
Better guard the three ball.
Yes. And obviously be prepared to get rebounds. So anyway, another entertaining game. Again, they've had some great games. Again, just came up with a loss on that one. And then Bluegrass United, the Pirates won 75-61. And then they played Model. They won 75-59. And then Buckhorn, they ended up winning. That was away last night. 68-48 was the final in that one. So Pirates on a three-game win streak. They've actually won 4 out of their last 5 and 6 out of their last 10.
Yeah, and some of those losses, again, they played fairly well.
Yes. Yeah, they could easily be 8-2, you know, over the last 10. But, again, 4 out of their last 5, you know, and they've won 3 in a row. They're going to have a tough match game tomorrow night traveling on the road against Morgan County. It's like 15-9 on the season, I believe, for Morgan County.
Well, if they're 15-9 now, they've lost a few games in a row because they had only lost like 6 games going in, but they had a pretty tough schedule, and they're a really nice team. I think they beat us by 7 or 8 points the first time.
That was just the five? Season opener, and Powell lost 67-62 here at home, so maybe we avenge that loss
We're definitely playing better basketball now than then. But Morgan County everybody that's even playing still should be playing better basketball now than what they did on game one. There's nobody that should be playing better. That being said, we'll see if our better is better than their better tomorrow night.
I'm trying to look. Actually, it was the Hazard loss. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Actually, since the Hazard loss, the Pirates are 7-2. So the Hazard game, which was at Owsley.
At Owsley.
That may have kind of been a little wake-up call for them, realizing that Hazard was at the top of the region.
We played Breathitt the night before that, though, right?
Correct. Yes, they played Breathitt the night before.
So really, 7-3 in the last 10.
Yeah. So
against the two top teams in the fourth. Well, with a knockdown game, 3 of the top 5 teams in the region are the 3 losses.
Correct, yes.
And you played a couple of those very respectable.
With the exception of Hazard, you played well against Breathitt.
Yes.
You know, had a breakdown there at the end, but still had a chance against Breathitt and then had a chance against Knott County Central. So
again, actually had game one against Breathitt, but we wound up losing. And again, if you come back and you can play Knott a little bit closer, the Hazard game was, we were never really in that game. But
no, true.
Again, I think Hazard was really on that night. Their defense was solid. Offense was good. So, but again, Powell County's playing better basketball. And a lot of people are saying this team's got a chance to win the region. I won't go that far yet. Can they win a couple games? Yes. And so it depends on how others do and the draw goes. It just depends on how everything plays out. Powell could be a sleeper in this thing, but you got to get by game one first.
Well, when you look, whether it's Hazard, Knott County Central, Breathitt, Perry County Central, Letcher County Central, Estill, and Powell, obviously those are the teams that people would be talking about. It's going to be tough regardless. You got to beat the best competition in order to prove that you're the best.
And don't forget throwing Wolf County, because Wolf County, I tell you what, They've got a couple of players that can change a game for you. So that's your other one that'll be, if you go on paper, that's
sure.
your top eight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that is your top eight. So, again, depending on the draw, you've competed against some of these teams. Now it's just a matter of how you're going to play. I think tomorrow night will be a good indicator on the road. Mm-hmm. Again, keep that win streak going. Now you go into the district tournament. You've got the draw that you have in the opening against Owsley County.
I mean, to me, you take tomorrow's game as a practice and a warm-up for Estill. That's all – well, no, for Lee, excuse me. That's all you're really preparing for. You're preparing for Lee County on Tuesday. That's the only game that really matters at this point. Yeah, you want to get a win tomorrow night. But to me, if you play well and do the best
it's
that
Owsley
you can –
Owsley, who Powell plays.
You're right.
Yeah, Owsley. Yeah.
So if you do what you do best and you get the win over Morgan County, great. But if you lose against Morgan County and you play well – great. Come out of there healthy, ready to play on Tuesday against Owsley County, my bad. Then go ahead. Now, Owsley County has a few matchup issues that we did not play well against the last time we played them. So, going forward, looking at the district tournament, which the only game that matters to the Pirates in the next two is Powell-Owsley on Tuesday night. And now, a lot of people will say, well, let's look ahead. How are we going to do against the championship game against Estill? We ain't there yet. You have to beat. You got lady friend.
I do. Little ladybug trying to.
So, yeah, you got to get to the – if you don't make it to the dance, it doesn't matter. So you got to take care of business with Owsley County on Tuesday.
And we've talked about this time and time again. Don't pay attention to what's on the other jersey or anything.
You need to pay attention to what's on that jersey because I tell you what, they play with more heart than most people play with.
Well, that's true, too. My point being is that you better be prepared to pay regardless of what's on that jersey. Yeah. You better come with your A game because whether you beat somebody twice, three times, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you beat them 20 times in a row. One day they're going to have your number because you're not going to be prepared.
I promise you, it doesn't matter to Owsley County. It doesn't matter one bit. They're going to take – I have been around way too long to not know this, that the Owls, regular season, so what? We got to play one game.
True. Yeah.
And it don't matter if you're one seed, two seed, three seed, four. You're going to play one game. If you win that one, you're going to the big dance. Owsley County's kind of on fire anyway with basketball with their girls team. What would it mean to that place if you get the win over – 1C Powell County in a tournament where they're hosting? That's what Owsley County folks get fired up about, is this exact scenario right here. You're playing the home team on the team that's hosting the region. What would it not mean to them to get the upset over the Pirates?
True.
And Neil Terry, I'm sure, is preaching that every single time at practice with his kids, and I'm telling you, they'll buy in as much as they can. So the Pirates better come out not thinking about anybody but Owsley County on Tuesday.
That better be the only thing.
That's
again,
the only thing
I'm
thinking about.
It doesn't. It's one game at a time. At this point, you better not be looking ahead.
No,
you have that one game that is on your agenda. You take care of business, then you look and see who's next up. But until you get past that first one, you better not look. Mm-hmm. We've seen that even happen in the region where teams have been expected to win.
Yeah.
And you get beat by a Buckhorn or a Cordia or whoever that you're not thinking is going to be able to win because you beat them during the regular season. You're not expected to lose to them. But, again, they come with that heart, that mentality. They're not going to give up. They're going to push you to the limits. And, you know, they might steal one. So, again, you better be prepared.
I helped coach a team one time where we were one of the top teams in the region. And we were playing a team that only won one game that whole season. Beat us in district tournament in double overtime, and there were some extenuating circumstances that I will promise you that did happen, but doesn't matter. We did not advance. We couldn't get any special privileges to advance. We had some officials that were obviously admitted to being dirty, and they were taken care of later, but it didn't do the team any good because we were out.
Right.
Anything can happen on any game that's played, and I don't care what sport it's in.
Regardless.
So go take care of business. Do what you need to do to win and get it done. If you do what you're supposed to do to win, sometimes things don't matter. But, man, I tell you what, get prepared for Owsley. When you're playing Morgan County on Thursday, think about Owsley.
Tomorrow night.
And don't look at anything in the future past that, because it's non-existent if you don't take care of Owsley.
Well, at this point, the next game up is Morgan County.
Yeah.
Go and take care of business. And then on Tuesday, the play on Owsley County. You go, you stay focused on Owsley County. You don't look ahead, because that's what's on your plate.
Not until zero hits the clock and you're ahead by more than 10. I mean, then you can maybe relax a little. Now, the regional tournament game, there's not that much pressure. Yeah, you want a good draw, but you're at the tournament. So I always say this when I coach softball. Do we want to win the district tournament? Yes. Is it the most important thing in the world? No. Most important thing in the world is making it to region. Because once you get there, anything can happen.
Right. Yeah.
So my goal always is to get to region, because anything can happen if you get there. And right people get knock these people off. You have a good game on the championship, then you can go to state tournament yourselves. That's always my thought and my process. It's all about game one of the district. It's never about game two. It's always about game one. Game two is, let's have fun. And you know, if you win, you win. If you lose, we're still playing. If you lose, you're going to the house and you're staying at the house on game one.
That's why that first game is the most important
half
game.
Half the teams of State Kentucky will be eliminated past the first round.
Correct. Yeah.
So.
And they'll wish maybe that they would have stayed a little bit more focused and not looked ahead or expecting to win or whatever.
There will be upsets. It depends on who.
That's a fact across the state.
Yeah.
Again, because someone will overlook competition that they think is inferior, and at that point, like, we got this.
Yeah, and
they won't.
You know, if you're going by RPI, this 1-4 matchup is more like a 2-3.
Sure.
Because Essel's a higher rated team as far as RPI, even though we're the one seed. Essel's a higher rated team. And there's
they
not
are.
Much difference between Lee and Owsley on the RPI.
So let's see. Estill is 540. Powell is, I just lost it here, 516. So Estill is 19-9 on the season.
Yep.
Powell is 15-13. And then when you look at Owsley, they're 400. And then Lee is 39.
So technically, by RPI, if you seeded this out by RPI, which some districts do, Estill's 1, Lee's 4, Powell's 2, Owsley's 3. This is more like a 2-3 game than a 1-4 game.
Correct. Based on RPI.
A lot of things happen in 2-3 games. So maybe just look at it a little differently and see how it plays out. But, again, that's just dealing with the RPI. It is what it is. It's just a number. But again, it shows you the parity sometimes of the district, and things happen, and like I said, Powell's the one seed. So
come prepared to play,
yeah.
And at the same time, for the Pirates, come out and play like you have been playing. I feel like they've been playing a little bit more team ball.
Much better.
Securing the ball a little bit better, taking better shots, making great assists, doing a nice job on the boards. Pressure defense has really been there. Again, they have stepped up their game, and obviously the wins down the stretch here have proven that. You have to continue to build on that. Again, don't have a letdown tomorrow night, in my opinion, against Morgan County. Come out with that same intensity, that same drive and determination. Play smart ball. Make good passes. Make the assist. Do all the things that you have been doing, and good things will come your way. It's when they go back to their old habits,
yep,
that's when they can get in trouble, and you can ill afford to do that this late in the season.
Yeah,
in my opinion, we're
going to step away for another break here. We'll come back and talk about the pairings again for the district tournament. And the times, and also the coverage schedule of WSKV and whoever else may be doing the game. So step away for a break here on the PCSN on WSKV.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Hey, I'm Wyatt Denniston, the new owner of Stanton Ace Hardware. At Ace, we are known for being the helpful place, and we pride ourselves in accomplishing that goal each day with each customer. We're focused on bringing a new selection of great products with you in mind, including quality knives like Case Knives, built with integrity for people of integrity. Steel chainsaws, trimmers, and lawnmowers. That's right, I said lawnmowers. And simply the best, Skag Power Equipment. Shop local, save money, and get quality products from people who love this community. We are Stanton Ace Hardware, supporting the broadcast of our Powell County Pirates.
Allen's Hardware is a hidden gem in Clay City and known for their dependable down-home service. Visit Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road and you'll find Valspar Paints, Echo Power Tools, Electrical Supplies, Septic System Accessories, Key Cutting Services, and even U-Haul Rentals. That's Allen's Hardware at 30 Black Creek Road in Clay City. To find out more, call 606-663-1122. That's 606-663-1122.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that other banks just can't match. Whether you're needing a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, our team of local professionals have you covered. Visit 53 East Pendleton Street in Stanton or visit them online at pebank.com. Join their family of satisfied customers today and experience the hometown difference at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
Welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. And again, this will be our last segment. Again, next time we go off to a break, it'll wrap us up. We'll try to get off by 7 o'clock. So now we've got the girls' schedule is set for the district tournament, which we want to talk about here. I wish I had do you have the admission? Is the admission go up? Or is it $10 to get in?
I know that obviously talking the other night that potentially.
I don't know if it's changed or not, but again, I won't tell you a price because I'm not sure what the price is then.
Well, at least potentially be expected to pay a little bit more cash.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm just saying. Yeah, maybe. Just at least be prepared.
Be prepared, yeah. Up to 10. But anyway, it will be on Monday night. Here's the schedule. It'll be 6 and 8 are the scheduled start times.
Girls first.
Girls will play on both games on Monday. Boys will play on Tuesday. The girls lineup will be the 1-4 matchup on Monday, which will be the Owsley County Owls, the one seed, against the Lee County Lady Cats, and that will be the 6 o'clock game. The 8 o'clock game will be the 2 seed Estill County versus the 3 seed Lady Pirates, and that'll be your Tuesday night setup Monday night setup, sorry. Your Tuesday setup, 6 and 8 o'clock again, be the boys' night. Also, the in-game cheer competition will be on Tuesday night. Tuesday will be the Powell County versus Owsley County. That game is at 6.
Yes.
And then the 8 o'clock game will be Estill versus Lee at 8. I hope I got all that right.
Correct. You did.
Championship games will be on Wednesday at 7 for the girls and on Thursday at 7 for the boys. And the broadcast schedule, I'll let Ken tell you who is doing what and when.
Okay, this is projected that we will have the Owsley-Lee County game on Monday for the girls.
On WSKV.
On WSKV and NFHS and potentially even Facebook Live. So that will be the Monday, the first game, then the Estill-Powell County game. We will have our broadcast team, the Estill County Sports Network, will have their broadcast team. Somebody will be on radio and NFHS, and someone will be on Facebook Live.
Separately.
So, exactly, separately. Now, as far as like how that will be, stay tuned. You'll have to find out. Yeah. And or we'll get with Ethan to kind of clarify things and get that straightened out. So look on the WSKV website.
A little bit later on, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I know at that game you mentioned that, but both teams will have capability of being watched and heard both teams, Estill and Powell, will be able to have those privileges. You can listen to whoever you want to. If you have the NFHS app, and Facebook is free. Obviously, the NFHS has a fee. But if you already have the app, then you can watch and listen to whichever team you want to, either the Powell or the Estill County team.
My guess would be, pure speculation, my guess would be that we would be the Powell County Sports Network. David and I would be Facebook. NFHS. I would assume we'd be NFHS and radio, and then the Estill County Sports Network would be Facebook Live. That would be my guess.
Because sometimes the higher seed gets one or the other. And
correct. And I would assume with the audio or with the video from Facebook, that would be better quality, which is why I think that they would probably be on Facebook Live.
Okay. And then the Tuesday broadcast. And there's a possibility that others will be broadcasting the Owsley Lee Game girls as well. So there's possibly another group in there, but I'm not sure.
Correct.
If they are not.
Right. And that is a possibility. And then on Tuesday, Powell versus Owsley will have that game. More than likely, it would probably be Facebook. Exactly. Yeah, Facebook radio and NFHS. And then game two would be Estill and Lee. The Estill County Sports Network would have that one again, that's NFHS, Facebook Live, and radio.
Yeah, and again, you could possibly pick it up with another broadcast team, but we're not sure that who's there yet. We just know the WSKB will be covering the tournament.
Yes, and then we get the championships. We'll have to figure that one out depending on who advances.
Powell wins. Powell will broadcast. If Estill wins, Estill will broadcast the championship game.
And again, it could be a similar situation. Let's say that both boys teams win, Estill and Powell. It could be the same scenario.
For Thursday night.
Facebook Live, yes, and NFHS and radio. Again, we'll figure that out. We'll get with Ethan. But again, stay tuned to WSKV, and you'll have all of that laid out for you on the website.
Best I can tell you is get there early. The home seats, we'll say this, the home seats will be from the benches.
Yes, opposite the benches.
The visitor's side will be behind the benches. So that's going to be the seating throughout the tournament. I know sometimes people say, well, the home teams, you get to have their seats wherever they are, but that's really not the way this thing plays out. So unless this is Doug Burr calling me, tell me something different.
Well, and I will say this, too, as far as, like, the Lady Pirates and the Lady Engineers in that game, Estill being the top seed, they would be considered the home team. Now, you have to stay tuned and like, who's the home team on the scoreboard, but where they are the home team, they're liable to be the home team on the scoreboard.
And I will say this, on most tournaments that we have, regardless of sport, host team usually opts to take whichever is their norm.
Correct.
Whether that be the bench or the side. We'll let that play out on
Monday,
yeah. Wednesday, whenever, because there's a possibility that Powell has to be, we'll be the home team in the boys regardless. For the girls, we should be the visitor regardless, but we still may claim home seed seating. I don't know how that's going to work. Not for me to figure out, so.
That's where you just stay tuned in to the radio and or Facebook Live or NFHS.
Come early, get you some good seats.
Right, or show up.
And there will be obviously a VIP section on the stage, but you'll also probably be behind maybe at least a radio station. And then for the regional tournament, which we may talk about next Wednesday night, again, we plan on PCSN at 6. Also could be a pregame. We'll have to just kind of let you know how that's going to wind up. Again, check the schedule on the website. But again, the regional tournament's a different animal. I'm not even sure the start date for the region yet, so I assume it's Monday.
March the 6th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
What day is that on?
It's on a Monday. Well, actually, I'm thinking girls, yeah. Honestly, because the boys actually is Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, girls will be Monday, Tuesday, boys Wednesday, Thursday.
Yes, and again, the girls at Estill.
And the girls' championship Friday, Saturday.
So the girls would be March the 4th and 5th, the region at Estill. The boys, March the 6th and 7th, that's a Wednesday, Thursday, at Powell. And then on Saturday, the 9th, is the boys' regional semifinals and the girls' regional semifinals. And then on the 12th is the...
So there's no game on Friday?
Hold on, let me go back. Tuesday, the boys' finals are Monday the 11th, and the girls' finals, are Saturday.
So that'd be Friday, Saturday then.
So the boys' semifinals are Saturday, the girls' finals are Saturday the 9th, and then the boys' championship, the finals are on Monday the 11th.
Do you have the times on the boys' region?
The boys' region, 7 o'clock. As the finals.
I figured they would stagger those times so people get
the semifinals are Saturday starting at 1 o'clock.
So they'll be afternoon. So the girls will have the prime time that evening at 7.
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of what I was figuring. So afternoon basketball on Saturday for the semifinals at the regional tournament.
Correct.
So, again, Powell County will be the host of the boys. Estill County will be the host of the girls. It's a big deal. Come on out and support your favorite teams. And, again, CD, now good luck finding a seat, I guess.
Yeah.
Parking, I know the front will be
handicapped
only. And then
the middle school
will be
media.
And pass.
And passes, that'll exactly. And
behind the school is, I think, pass and or media as well. So basically anything else you can find.
Yeah.
Where do they park you, right?
That's why you get early. Get there early.
Again, and they're not emptying the gym, so somebody may come in and stay for both. So if you want to get there at 5 o'clock and watch both games, I'm sure that's probably when the gates will open, probably around 5:15.
That would be my guess. Yeah.
Come on out and enjoy some good basketball next week at the district tournament here at the Powell County High School, and it'll be boys and girls district, and then the region the following week at Powell County for the boys, and the girls will be at Estill. We would love to see you at both, and obviously, if we win, we could see you at both, the girls and boys. So,
that's what we're expecting.
That's what we're wanting. Anyway, we'll step away and give we may have a game going on tonight because we got people coming in. So, again, thanks for listening to us. We'll see you next week here on PCSN.
Go Pirates.
Thank you for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Toyota South, People's Exchange Bank, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy. Preset us on your radio.